And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the KHMB Radio Magazine Quiz Show. You will hear four words followed by four sounds, and then our special guest will connect them all together. And here we go. Jet. President. Vacuum. Mafia.
Now this Hollywood big shot's gonna give you what you want. I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
This is Bill Wood, and my guest today is John Folks, owner of Coastside Clean Rides. Welcome, John.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me.
You just got back from Seattle, and our first clue is the reason you bothered to travel north, a special airplane. Tell us about that airplane.
I was invited to the Museum of Flight in Seattle. I was part of a team that detailed the original jet-propelled presidential aircraft, Air Force One.
Was it the first plane called Air Force One?
No, it was not. There was a propeller-type engine plane before that. First jet engine.
First jet, and that was, what, in 50-something?
I believe 59 to 62.
Something like that. And there were how many presidents got to use it?
Presidents that flew on this particular aircraft was President Eisenhower, President Kennedy, President Johnson, and President Nixon.
Is it still pretty much original?
As far as I know, yes.
They didn't change a lot. I lived in Seattle when the Museum of Flight was opened, where the plane is located. You go to Seattle, gets a chance to go there, you have to see it. They have one of 71 Blackbird.
Yes, they do. Yes, that's inside the museum, actually. Where I was at was the Aviation Pavilion, which is actually has a dome over the top, but there's no walls. So the precipitation is able to get inside, and the planes end up getting very tarnished, and they need to be basically shined up and all protected. They're beautiful.
Our third word on this Clues of the Quiz Show was vacuum. You didn't pack up your polisher and towels and travel 800 miles just to vacuum out seat pockets, did you?
Definitely not.
There were other exhibits that needed a shine. What were some of those?
As well as Air Force One, we restored the B-29 Superfortress, the Concorde, the original Boeing 747 serial number 001, the Lockheed 1049G Super Constellation, and the Boeing 737 NASA 515.
That's an impressive list.
Those were the planes that I actually touched myself. There were other planes that other team members were able to work on, but those were the ones that I worked on.
And that actually brings us to our fourth word, with a little help from the Godfather, was mafia. You're part of an organization. Who are those people, and how are they selected?
The organization that I'm a part of is called the Detail Mafia, and we are an elite group of detailers, entrepreneurs, who are committed to education and excellence and success. The Detail Mafia was founded by Master Detailer Rennie Doyle. To become a member of the Detail Mafia, you have to take Rennie's 5-day advanced training course. I did that myself in 2022. After completing this training, you become an affiliate member of the Detail Mafia. You must be present in the group by attending webinars, hosting webinars, going to other projects and events, volunteering your time with the Chamber of Commerce, and fulfilling your interning duties. Every member of the Detail Mafia wants to see everyone be successful in their businesses and in life. In October, it will be 3 years since I've been a part of the organization, and 1 year as a full-made member.
A full-made member, yeah.
Correct.
That goes along with the title. Okay.
Correct.
All right. Now, how many people were actually involved in this Detail Mafia operation?
So there was about 40 of us. We were broken up into teams, 6 teams. Each team every morning had a task they had to do. The last team, they're called the finishing team. They're the ones that basically perfect everything and make sure that they're looking pristine. Maybe one day I'll be asked to be on the finishing team too.
How often does this group go out and do this kind of thing?
Once a year.
Did they go to other museums as well?
We also go to the Warbirds Museum, which is in Texas. One of the events that we do is called Detailing for Heroes, where we find veterans and active duty people from the military and first responders, police officers, and firefighters, and we detail their cars for free just to show our appreciation for everything that they do for us.
But getting back up to the last event you had, now how long did it actually take you to get all these planes done?
So we were there for 6 days.
6 days. And those planes aren't small. I mean, the Concorde.
They certainly are. Yeah.
And I would think that the Concorde especially probably has a few sharp edges on it.
It certainly did.
You have to really watch yourself.
Absolutely. So we were on scissor lifts. The rear tail fin is at least 50 feet in the air. So we had these really long poles, and the scissor lifts that we were using went up about 32 feet. So we use these long poles to finish off the rest of the way so that way we can make the tail fin look really nice. And we basically just worked our way all the way around the aircraft.
Not that anybody's going to get all the way up there to see it, but it's called professional pride to make sure that that last little spot.
Absolutely. And that's why we're called detailers.
That's why you're called detailers. Which, of course, brings me right back here. You have a business to attend to, Coastside Clean Rides, which, of course, is where you're getting all this expertise. How long have you been involved in auto detailing?
Coastside Clean Rides is a mobile auto spa, meaning I bring all of my professional equipment and products to you so you can relax in the comforts of your own home while you're waiting to get your vehicle professionally detailed.
What actually makes it detailing?
Let me just create a scenario for you, or paint a picture. You have a car, and it's been neglected for quite a while. You've seen cars that have paint patches missing or chipping away. In that case, it's unfixable and it needs to be repainted. Back to our neglected car. Clear coats are porous. Fallout from rain or the mist we have here, mixed with dirt from the road grime and the salty air, and finally UV rays from the sun baking it all into the surface.
What happened to that car?
Exactly.
It's peeling away.
So I start with a major decontamination wash using a fallout remover, followed by a foam cannon bath, and followed by a hand wash with a delicate wash mitt. After rinsing, I'll repeat the process if needed. I dry the car with a microfiber dry towel to minimize scratching, and then I exfoliate the car's paint with the clay bar.
Ooh, the ladies will like that. Exfoliate.
Absolutely. Yeah, so basically that's just removing all the remaining contaminants from the pores and all the surface of the paint. So that way I can put a good layer of protection on
it. Yeah, we don't think of cars as having pores, but they do.
They certainly do, yeah. And when that contamination gets into those pores, that can be hard to get out. That's why we use a clay bar.
So we've got it all perfect. What happens next?
Yeah, so after claying the paint, we followed up either with paint correction, where we use our polisher to buff and polish, basically take out all the imperfections. Then we apply either a paint sealant or ceramic coating.
Now, that brings me to a question. You can't but turn around every 3 minutes and somebody's got the latest thing. This, you put this on your car and it will shine. Ceramic seems to be the most popular thing right now.
Yes.
And it's not inexpensive, or at least it seems to have quite a range of expense. How worthwhile is it, or is it depend on whether your car is worth the trouble, or are there easier methods, or am I just going to give up and go through the car wash?
Well, I suggest to all my clients who first buy their vehicle brand new. Or used, and we apply that ceramic coating, and it's definitely the best protection that you can put on it. There's different ceramic coatings that you can use. There's a one-year ceramic coating, and a three-year, five-year, and seven-year ceramic coatings, and so on. Basically, it's a layer of protection that will protect it from the elements, the sun, bird droppings, like the salt air.
When you were in Seattle, these aren't cars, these are airplanes. So what kind of sealant or protection goes on those?
After we wash the planes, we put on a paint sealant to protect them for the year until we get back to redo it all over again.
So you're going to go back in a year and do it all over again?
Hopefully, if I'm picked again for the team.
Oh, you have to be picked for the, but the team will go. The team will go whether you're on it or not, but
correct,
you want to be on it.
There are new members that go on this prestigious trip every year.
Who funds the actual work?
We were all volunteers for the project. We paid for our flights and lodging. We brought our own polishers as well as some of our other equipment and PPE. All of our meals were covered by the sponsors for the project. All of the products used, the detailing products, were all brought in from the sponsor.
Not all of us have a coveted car that resides in a tidy garage, all protected from the elements. What's the easiest way for us mere mortals to protect our car?
I encourage all of my clients to properly maintain their vehicles themselves, so that way they don't have to spend so much money to keep their cars looking really nice. What I do is I just basically, you know, give them a list of things that they should go out to get, and so that they can maintain it themselves.
But if somebody has an airplane up there at the Half Moon Bay Airport, maybe
absolutely.
They...
One service I would like to offer as well.
So if we want to baby our buggy or our airplane, who do we call?
My company is called Coastside Clean Rides, and I'm based here in Half Moon Bay. I service the whole Coastside. You can look up my website, which is coastsidecleanrides.com. My social media is Instagram, coastside_clean_rides. I'm also on Facebook.
I want to thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Bill. I appreciate it.
A great story, a personal honor, also encouraging us to give our cars some love.
Definitely.
My guest today has been John Folks from Coastside Clean Rides. The traditional car wash? We all thought that was the way of caring for our Hot Wheels. Auto detailing has taken us beyond whirling brushes and spraying suds, and in some cases, beyond cars and into the air. For the feature story of the week, this is Bill Wood.
Our thanks to contributor Bill Wood as he talks with John Folks about Coastside Clean Rides.